Tita Brooks here. Welcome to the Single Moms Brunch Podcast. Yes, we are going to chat it up, ladies. Yes, we are. Where we have conversations about mindsets, opportunities, money, and definitely success. Go grab your mimosa, your eggs Benedict, or maybe even your Eggo waffle and join the conversation. Welcome to another episode of Single Moms Brunch Podcast. Yes, thank you so much for joining me today. So I'll let you know, moms, today it's going to be slightly different. It is a very touchy topic. We're talking about from angry to acceptance. I have heard from so many moms, and I've read so many comments and posts where moms are talking about how they feel so angry, like they are infuriated. And you know why you're infuriated? And it makes sense. From when you were a little girl, you had this vision. You were given baby dolls. You had the cooking sets. And you had this vision of the American dream. What you saw was getting married, having a husband, spending the next 80 years with them, you know, raising your two kids with the white picket fence, the house, financial security, and all these things. But when you become a single mom, that whole vision of what you thrived on and just knew was going to happen your entire life from when you were a little girl, is gone. That is like you have experienced the loss. It's very similar to going through the stages of grief when you're dealing with death, like death of a loved one. And some single moms, you know, you could be single because you're a widow, and other moms are single because of unplanned pregnancies, divorce, whatever your category is, it's still you're dealing with a loss. And it has so many parallels to actually experiencing death of a loved one, because still, no matter what, it's a loss and you're grieving and you're trying to figure out just how to make it all work. So that's what we're talking about. And I'm going to be reading some comments. I would definitely change the names of the individuals who wrote these things, but I'm quite sure a lot of you will be able to relate to this. And we're also going to talk about some solutions, as we always do. And for the month of March, remember, our theme is luck is for leprechauns, strategy is for single working moms. Yes. Okay, it is for the moms that's out here making it happen for you and your child. So tell me, mom, what angers you about being a working single mom? What angers you about that? So let me tell you what Holly said, and you might be able to relate. So tell me if you do. Holly said, "I feel like I never have time, or when I do, I'm exhausted to hang out with my daughter. Between work, stress, schoolwork, bills, stress, like it's just so much. When I have time, I just don't want to do anything. I used to do a lot with her on the weekends. Now I feel like I can barely stay awake for myself anymore. It gets really dark sometimes. Am I doing this for the better, or am I making it worse? I don't want her to see me angry and stressed all the time. I just am in a very bad place right now. I cry constantly because I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm trying. It's all I know. No matter who tries to help, they just never really care enough. So I don't really talk to a lot of people because I push them away, because it's like, hey, you're not as invested as me. Nothing's worse than people talking bad about you, but then they want to love you in your face. I just feel like everything is against me. To lose except my daughter, and I feel like I'm not doing enough. So tell me, mom, can you relate to what Holly said? Yes, it's a strong chance you feel tired, you feel exhausted. And what I would challenge you to do, mom, is if you know you're feeling like you feel tired and you're feeling exhausted, really evaluate things you're doing, things that you should be doing, or do you feel like, you know, some of these things you can actually outsource? So what really angers you? And I think one of the key things that Holly mentioned was that just the idea, just the thought that, hey, I desired to have, you know, the husband or the spouse, whatever, you know, whatever type of gender that you're interested in being with, but you wanted to have that partner. You wanted it to be two individuals raising a child. So what really angers you? And part of it with Holly is simply she just don't know what to do. It's like she's struggling, she's stressed. Can you relate to that, mom? Let me tell you what Rhonda said. Rhonda said, being tired, lonely, and guilty that I've messed her life up or I'm not exposing her to enough opportunities because I called time out on an abusive marriage. Happy that we are so close and a real team. And also at the same time of being happy, she says, I feel anger that her father never does anything for her and always just fits her in around his latest girlfriends and her kids. Can you relate to Rhonda, mom? Can you? And if you can, what I would say to you is, you know what? Create the best life possible for you and your child. Create the best life. And if you can relate to Holly and Rhonda, make sure you go to freebestmomwebinar.com. Once again, that is freebestmomwebinar.com. So you can actually join me and other working single moms who are having a tough time getting past that anger phase to actually getting to acceptance and really just embracing singlehood. Like really saying, you know what, this happened, I don't like it, but you know what, regardless of what my co-parent is going to do or my child's father, it doesn't matter what they're going to do, I need to create the best life. So really, if you're able to create that lifestyle that you want, have that career, that thriving career where you have flexibility, you have enough money to pay for the support, you have enough money to pay for a nanny, you have enough money to pay for, you know, someone to, you know, go grocery shopping and cooking and cleaning and other things. Not saying that it's going to replace having a co-parent at all. It's not going to completely replace it, but definitely it will fill some of that void, just because now all of your child's needs are met. And like what Rhonda said, she wants to expose her child to opportunities, but she doesn't have the financial means to do that. So it doesn't mean that you don't need a co-parent at all. It just simply means you can make the best of it and your child can have a life where they feel so loved and full of purpose and have opportunities to really live their best lives and do the things that they really want to do and really just, you know, make a difference in this world. And let me say, so listen to this one. So Carrie said, guilt of my lack of patience and wanting time to myself, regret of feeling like there are more things I could have done, hurt and anger that his dad isn't present to be the father that he should be. And you know what? If you're just like Carrie, let go of the guilt. You know, in life and in relationships, you know, it's already enough for us to learn about ourselves and become self-aware. And then when you add someone else to the puzzle, and now you're in a relationship, and you're trying to navigate those dynamics. And then on top of that, bills and kids and life, like in-laws sometimes, like that is a lot. So you know what? It's okay, Carrie.
You did the best you knew how to do at that moment and let it go. So if you can relate to Carrie, let it go. No regrets. Like, hey, this is what happened, good, bad, or indifferent. These are the life lessons that I've learned from this. And moving forward, this is how I'm going to handle it. So create the best life for you and your child if you're feeling like Carrie. Ashley said, anger and complete resentment about how free as a bird my ex is. And it's a strong chance you might feel like Ashley, because you're like, you know what? I'm bogged down. You know, I'm working, taking care of my child or children. I don't have time for them. I don't have enough money to pay to outsource some of these things that I want to do. I don't have money to pay for my child to be in activities. I don't have money to pay for the nanny. And it's like, hey, you know, if I had a co-parent that was actually involved, things would be simpler. But let me tell you this, mom. And if you're feeling like, you know, Ashley, you know, if you can relate to Ashley, let me tell you this, mom. So many women that are married women, and I'm not saying marriage is bad. Marriage is an amazing thing if you have a great mate that provides financially and that's extremely supportive and believe in a higher being. Marriage can be absolutely amazing. But you know what, mom? There are a lot of moms out here who are married women and they live worse than some of the single moms. At least when you're a working single mom, you can make decisions on your own. You don't have to wait for permission for someone. You don't have to consult with anyone. So your destiny is completely in your hands. And say you had a husband who wasn't providing as they should, or who was, you know, spending their money in other ways. Now you actually have someone in the household that you still need to consult with, yet they're not holding up their end of the bargain to be a provider. So moms, I know you desire to be married, and maybe one day you will get married, but until that, and married to an amazing spouse that's supportive, that's a provider, and that knows how to communicate. So don't feel like just because someone is married, things are great, because sometimes it's not, okay? So embrace your singlehood, and when that time comes, you will attract the mate that you need to attract that will be a great fit for your life, for you and your child. So Tanya said, anger, this isn't the life I wanted or planned. Anger at carrying all of the financial burden. Anger at varying all the mental load. And as we know as moms, sometimes it can be a little mentally exhausting, especially depending on what you have going on in your personal life. And then also when your child's dealing with life and going to school and sometimes experiencing bullying, or even when it comes to COVID and schooling at home or you're working at home. Woo! Yes, mama, breathe. Just breathe. It can definitely be a lot, but I'll tell you, be encouraged. We've already touched the financial thing already, but the key to finances, I mentioned this in my last episode, is keep your bills low. I personally, and this is just me personally, I believe in keeping my bills below $1,500, because if my bills are below $1,500, even if I made $40,000, I can still provide a good life for me and my daughter. And I do live in Florida. Okay, I always give that disclaimer because I know some other states are more expensive, like California, New York, DC. But if you're not in any of those states or an extremely expensive state where the cost of living is just extremely high, try to stay under $1,500. And that's going to alleviate some of the concerns you have about finances. And Allison said, I don't have enough patience. I'm quick to anger. And part of it is simply she's just angry about life as a whole. So you might be like, Lakita, it's nothing in particular. I'm just angry about just everything. And like Tanya said, I didn't sign up for this. And guess what, mama? Guess what, Tanya? Guess what, all the moms that's listening, that's working single moms? Listen carefully. 99% of working single moms did not sign up to be a working single mom. That is not what they signed up for. So what we have to do is make the best of it. And lastly, Laura said, guilt that my child is without a father and I'm truly not enough for her. Anger that my child is without a father because he deserted her. Worried that my daughter is missing out and maybe I was wrong in thinking I could do this alone. Listen here. Listen to all of my Lauras that are out here. Listen. And listen to me carefully, those that can relate to Laura. You are enough, mom. You are enough. You are. Yes, you might not have everything you want at this moment, but guess what? You can work towards it. Like I said, 99% of working single moms, they didn't sign up to be a single mom. No, that's not what they signed up for. So because of that, they had to figure out, how in the world am I going to create the best life for me and my child? For me, the steps that I took was simply I decided to go back to school and I got my master's in social work. But I didn't just go back to school to say, oh, I'm just going to get a degree. No. I learned from undergrad, you have to have a strategy. Like I really thought about what career is a good fit for me and my personality. I thought about what career was going to give me flexibility far as with my time, what career was going to allow me to have upward mobility, even if the company didn't want to give me upward mobility. I gave all those things thought. I also looked at, hey, what is the minimum amount of money I need to make? And for me, I had to make at least $40,000, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Going back to school to get my master's, I had to make $40,000. So I'm not saying to everyone, you should go back to school. But what I am saying is that you need to have a career or a profession, get a certification, use your skill sets. You need to do something so you can generate at least $40,000, right? At least $40,000 and keep your bills below $1,500. And for those of you who make way more, that's awesome. That is even better for you all. If you make a whole, you make six figures. For you, just keep your basic bills below 50%. So then you can still have a lot of money to save, have fun, invest, and do other things with. So that is what I would say. So mom, you are enough in your state today, just as you are. Because guess what? Your baby is just going to love you. All kids want is love. That's it. They just want moms that are there for them and that's there to support them. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a bad day. No, we all have bad days. It's life. Because you made the best decision you knew how to make in that particular session, in that second, mom. So make sure, like, listen, if you don't believe in you, I am telling you, you are enough, mom. You are, and you have the opportunity to make your life even better for you and your child. Because guess what? You do not have to ask anybody for permission. No, you do not. So who is negatively impacted when you feel angry? Some of the moms in the comments that I read, they said their child, you know, is the one that's negatively impacted. Now, don't ask me why, but a lot of times in the work environment, I guess we're able to pull it together enough to, you know, go to work and treat people right and do what we need to do at work. But for some reason, when we're home, unfortunately, kids might get the grunt of you being angry. So really think about who are you negatively impacting when you feel angry? And really think about, mom, how you're going to rechannel that energy, even if you need to say to your child, give me a moment. And I know, you know, younger kids, it's a little bit different. You know, they're a little different because they don't fully understand. But definitely when you have kids that's of age, just say, Hey, Lakita, give me a moment. Hey, Tanya, just give me a moment. Can you just give mom like 10 minutes? Let me just step away for a moment. Because when you're angry, when you're impatient, somebody's being impacted by that. And it could be your child. And think about other people that might be in your life who's actually being impacted by you being negative. I mean, by you, being angry, negative and angry, shoot. How is it impacting others around you and who's actually being impacted? And if you had a magic wand, Mom, what would you like to happen that you can control to overcome your anger? So let me just read that again for you. If you had a magic wand, what would you like to happen that you personally, you can control to overcome your anger? And I know you were probably immediately thinking, well, I want my co-parent to be in my child's life. Wrong answer. Okay. Wrong answer. Would that be ideal? Yes. Oh my God. That would be ideal, but that's not something within your control. So what I really need you to do is to focus your energy on the things that you can control, the things that you can make happen. And that's why I always spend so much time just talking about creating that best, being that best mom, creating that best mom lifestyle, which simply means having the time and energy for your child, having the financial means to pay for support if you need, or to outsource things, to have the time to cook and clean if you desire, or pay someone to do it, to have patience with your child. You know, those are the things that I constantly talk about. And how you do that is really number one, first and foremost. I know we don't like talking about money, but when you have the finances, it allows you access to do other things and make your life so much easier. So what would you like to happen? I really want you to visualize what type of life you want for you and your child. And with anger, you know, you're angry because you're faced with the new reality. You're looking for, you know, someone to be at fault. And you know what? It doesn't matter who was right or who was wrong. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Right now, what matters is making sure that you're mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially healthy and in a good spot so you can be the best for your child. And if you're not there, it's okay. Create a strategy, work on a plan to make it happen. And you know, and it's that you might not understand, you know, what really happened, what destroyed relationship. Guess what, Mom? Don't put your energy into that, because once again, right now in this moment, that does not matter. What matters is moving forward and how you're going to create the best life for you and your child. You know, so really give some thought to really just think about that, and not just think about it, write it out. What do you really want? Like, what is it that you really, really, really want? Like with one of the moms, she said, I want my daughter to have opportunities, you know, opportunities to see that there's so much more to life. You know, identify, you know, what is it that your child is really, really great at? I saw that someone's child is great at sewing and they asked for a sewing machine. Well, guess what? Get your child that sewing machine. You know, pay for them to go to some classes at Michael's or Joanne's. You know, and just starting out, if you don't have the money, it's okay. See if you can get something really simple, just some needle and thread, and pull up some YouTube videos and sit down with them. You know, and help them make things. And then as your life improves, you know, then you could get the sewing machine and pay for classes and if they're really invested. But do what you can now, like really think about all those things you say you don't like, all those things you say you want to change. Think about like, what would it look like if you had it, and what are the steps required for you to be able to get those things? And do you believe, Mom, do you believe you can go from angry to acceptance? Do you? And if you don't believe it, I believe it for you. I'm telling you, Mom, just because you're angry today, just because you're angry that you didn't sign up to be a working single mom. Just because you're angry, you have to carry the mental load. Just because you're angry because you don't have the finances. Just because you're angry because you feel like your co-parent is a free spirit and doing what they want and you're left with raising your child. Guess what? You might not feel it today, but let me tell you, your child will be eternally grateful. Eternally grateful. They might not do it now, and they might not see it as a teenager, but at some point, they are going to be so glad that you were that mom that stuck through it and decided to create a strategy to create the best life possible. So I believe in you, mom. I believe you can go from angry to acceptance. And I'm not saying that it's something that's going to happen overnight. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying it's easy. But what I am saying is that focus your energy on creating the best life. And which means that when you're focusing your energy on creating that best life, that also means that that's taken away from some of the time that you're spending being angry, blaming somebody else, blaming yourself. No, because you're so busy and you're so focused on making things happen, making sure your child has opportunities, making sure you have money to pay for the nanny, pay for the cleaning company, pay for the cook or whoever. You're grinding so hard. Like, you're really putting in that work and that time and that effort to make some things happen. You don't even have the time and the energy to even be thinking about being angry. So what changes can you make in your life to go from being angry about singlehood to accepting your new life as a working single mom? And the number one thing you can do today, I challenge you, mom, I challenge you today, yes, today, to say, you know what? I will no longer be angry. I accept that I am a working single mom, and my daughter, my son, they will have the best life possible. And I am going to create, I will create the best life possible for me and my child, regardless of co-parent, family, or whomever is my responsibility. And I got this. I believe in me. And I believe that I can make anything happen long as I visualize it, create a strategy, and work the plan. So do that for me, mom. Do that for me. Today, I challenge you to do it today. I challenge you. I challenge you. I challenge you. Accept that you will be the best mom ever. And guess what? You're the best mom for your child. The sooner you make the best of being a working single mom, the sooner you could get to living the best mom life for you and your child. Achieving acceptance is a process. Like I said, moms, it's not going to happen overnight. And if you felt like you were the only mom that was feeling angry about being a working single mom, I hope that after this episode, you recognize there are thousands and thousands and thousands of other working single moms that feel the same way. And like I said earlier, it's okay to feel some anger about it because you didn't sign up for it. But the key is recognizing, you know what? Whatever happened, happened. And regardless of who, what, when, where, how, co-parent, anybody, regardless, I will create the best life for me and my child. And if you know that this is something that you're struggling with, mom, you make sure you need to go to freebestmomwebinar.com. Once again, that is freebestmomwebinar.com. If you know that you're struggling with being angry, you are angry because you do not have that two-parent household that you dreamt of since you was a little girl with your first baby doll, probably at the age of probably 1 year old, okay? Whenever you start walking, Your parents probably bought you a baby doll. Okay, that's what they did. So it is okay, mom. I just need you to believe. And if you don't believe for you, I believe for you that you will overcome this anger and you will reach acceptance. It's not going to happen overnight, but while you're going through this journey, focus your energy on creating the best life for you and your child, having that time and energy to be able to do things you want to do, having the finances that you need, letting go of that mom guilt. Because guess what, mom? You are amazing. You rock, and your child loves you. And they want to see the best version of you. And I need you to be intentional and I need you to be strategic to create that best mom life for you and your child. I am Lakita Brooks.
Thanks, mom, for joining me today at the Single Moms Brunch Podcast. Yes. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and tell all the other moms that you know about it. And you know what, mom? I can't let you go without giving you a free gift. So make sure you go to www.singlemomsbrunch.com. Once again, that is singlemomsbrunch.com to get your free gift. I am Lakita Brooks. And remember, you are not a single mom. You are a mom that is single.